It's time now for a good old gospel song.
Play me some gospel music. Sing me a good old gospel song with a message that's true for me and for you, and words we can all sing along.
Hello, I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to stay tuned for the next 30 minutes for a fresh look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our musical heritage.
Song like there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, just as I am.
And now here's today's good old gospel song.
Come on and play me some gospel music. Come on and sing me a good old gospel song. Singing Jesus loves me and some false harmony. And you've got a good old gospel song.
Welcome to the Good Old Gospel Song Radio Broadcast, a musical look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our Christian musical heritage. On the last episode of the Good Old Gospel Song, we listened to the songs of that heavenly day. This week, we continue with the theme of the Day of the Lord and the Rapture. There are two different events. One, we go up to heaven, meeting the Lord in the air. The other, we come back with Him on white horses, with a whole lot of great activities in between, like the marriage supper of the Lamb. It all begins when I sail up high some great day.
A friend who saves from sin and knows when I am lonely. He gives me hope when I am blue and chases clouds away. Some happy morn he'll welcome me to that eternal city. Oh, praise his blessed holy name. I'll sail up high someday. I will sail up high. He'll have me no sorrow there. Like a bird, I'll be free to reach my tomorrow there. Just a few more days. Hallelujah, praise him forever there. My saving grace, a resting place is waiting up in heaven. A perfect land with joy and song where nothing can dismay. I've been invited to be there where crowns of life are given. Oh, praise his blessed holy name. I'll sail up high someday. I will sail up high. Never have no sorrow there. And the Bible will be free to reach all tomorrow. Just a few more days. Hallelujah, praise him forever there.
The Lord and our homecoming day were themes that Squire Parsons enjoyed writing about. Here's a great song by Squire entitled The Day of the Lord.
As the first sunlight streams through the dark, Jubal the triumphant procession vaulted together before him to kneel. The eastern gate swings open to welcome the King of glory to Zion till.
Two more songs back-to-back by Mr. Squire Parsons that deal with the homecoming day. The first one is entitled Homecoming Day, and the second is entitled What a Great Homecoming Day.
Preparations are being made where the streets with gold are paid for homecoming day in glory land. For the blood-bought family, everyone will present be for homecoming day in glory land. There's gonna be singing. Song, homecoming day.
Bethel Goodman were noted for their love for the Lord, and it showed in their singing. Here they are singing about our homecoming day in one of their classic songs, What a Beautiful Day for the Lord to Come Again.
As I wake up with the morning of each day that passes by, and I listen to the sounds upon my ear, I can't help but keep a watch toward the eastern sky, and I wonder if the trumpet will be the next sound that I hear.
What a beautiful day for the Lord to come again. What a beautiful day for Him to take His children home. Love to see His face and
touch his nail-scarred hand.
What a beautiful day for the Lord to come again. Disappointments and my trials here below fade away when I remember his last word. He said he'd return and receive his children unto him, and I'm longing to look upon the face of my Lord.
What a beautiful day for the Lord to come again.
What a beautiful day for him to take his children home.
Oh, I love to see his face and to touch his name.
My friend, I hope you are ready to go. First, you must know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You recognize you're a sinner and by faith trust the finished work of Calvary, where Christ died in your place for your sins. Christ then arose from the dead and is seated at the right hand of God the Father. Second, if you know the Lord, you need to live in light of leaving. I trust you're ready for this.
Could be the dawning of that day. Listen.
Saints of all the ages filled its ranks. O'er the sands of time they're marching to their king's great coronation. And this could be the dawning of that day. This could be the dawning of that grand and glorious day, when the face of Jesus we behold. Dreams and hopes of all the ages are awaiting his returning, and this could be the dawning of that day.
All the saints are getting restless. They're not bound by shackles forged of earthly gold. Since
it is now time for our story behind the song. The writer of this song was told at the age of 7 that God would give him songs that would change lives. Little did Greg Day know that he would be saved from a life of alcoholism at 1:30 in the morning. There he went to a preacher's home, woke him up, and was saved in the wee hours of the morning. A few years later, he was at a revival meeting at his parents' church. The visiting preacher had fasted for 40 days and nights for this particular revival meeting. He delivered his first message of the meeting entitled, "The Midnight Cry." At his parents' house, Greg Day and his brother were talking, and Greg sat down at the piano and started playing some chords. Then all of a sudden, he began to sing, "I hear the sound of a rushing mighty wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet as Gabriel sounds the call, and at the midnight cry, we'll be going home."
I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet. Prophecies fulfilling and signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost hear the Father.
Jesus steps out. gospel music. Sing me a good old gospel song. Don't be ashamed to mention the name of Jesus. Just sing it loud and strong.
Thank you for being with us for this episode of A Good Old Gospel Song. I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to join us again next week for another 30 minutes of our hymns, gospel songs, and musical heritage. A Good Old Gospel Song is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.